The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're here at Menards Bank Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint. Batteries. Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned goods stuff.
Shop back supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at
Welcome back to another episode of High Value Dating, everyone. Dating can be really frustrating, especially when the type of person you want isn't going for you. And so today we're going to talk about what men and women respond to versus what they say they're looking for. And I think this will be an incredibly helpful episode. So if you're feeling a little frustrated, keep listening. We're going to dive into all that and more today. Hey there, it's your girl, Nelly, matchmaker and dating coach. We talk about all things high value dating, how to meet your person, how to find love in today's dumpster fire dating economy, and also how to become a high value single, because as I always say, we don't attract what we want in life, we attract what we are. So if that sounds interesting to you, please make sure you follow and subscribe to this podcast. And I can't wait to take you along this journey. Welcome to the High Value Dating Podcast. Welcome back to another episode of High Value Dating. On today's episode, we're going to talk about what men really want and what women really want, because I think it's easy for people to spit out a wish list of things. And then when you actually look at the types of individuals they choose to date, it's often worlds apart. And so we're going to dive into that today. We're going to dive into it because it's important that if you're single and you're looking for a certain type of person, and you've got a certain wish list in mind, that you know how to best position yourself in the dating marketplace to attract that type of individual. And I see this all the time in my coaching and in my matchmaking where, you know, it's frustrating. It's frustrating if you're a guy, you feel like I've already become a high value man and I'm not getting the kind of women I want. And it's frustrating as a woman when you're like, I am such a good girl. I have my shit together. I have a career. I pay my own bills. And I'm still not getting the caliber of man that I want. And you feel like you're hitting your head against a wall. And it's really tough. It's really, really tough. And I'm going to go into some personal experiences today. And I just want you to listen and absorb and take in this information and try not to get frustrated by it, because the point of today's episode is really to help you get closer to meeting the person you're meant to be with. And, you know, there is this, I think, just normalization in our culture that you can be yourself and the right person is going to come along, or maybe not even the right person, but the person you want is going to come along and see you and want to be with you. And my position is a little different. My position is sometimes you have to understand, you know, if we were running a business here and you wanted to attract a certain customer, you would have to understand what that customer's needs were and then create a product or a service that really appealed to that type of person, as opposed to creating a product or a service and then thinking that the person you want is naturally going to want that service or product. That's not always how it works. Sometimes you either have to change your customer base in business or change your product or service. And maybe it's both. Maybe it's a little bit of soul searching. But essentially where I'm going with this is, if you're not currently attracting what you want, it's potentially because you're either not understanding your desired person's wants, and so you're not actually positioning yourself the way that maybe you should be to attract that type of person, or maybe you are going for the wrong types of people. And what inspired this today was I saw this clip. I'm going to play it for you guys. And this was found on YouTube Shorts. And just listen and then we'll chat. Okay, so here we go.
What do women really want?
I don't care what they want. I only care what they respond to. And what women actually respond to is not what they say they want.
So what do they respond to?
They really respond to a guy who's a challenge, a guy who's a question mark, a guy who keeps them guessing.
What this guy, I think, really intelligently captured in his response to the host was, it's not about what people say that they're looking for. It's about the types of people they continue to choose. That is the evidence. That is the proof of in the pudding as far as, you know, what people end up looking for. And I'll say, you know, from a woman's perspective, I have so many female friends, female clients. I, as a woman too, you know, I empathize and feel this, where you feel like you've become the full package. You feel like you are finally at a point where you are wifey material, right? Maybe you are paying your own bills and you're self-sufficient and you're hot and you take care of yourself physically and you've got a great group of friends. You've got a stable career. Like, all of your ducks are in a row. And the same with men. Maybe all your ducks are in a row. I have male clients who are so successful, attractive. You know, they're the full package objectively. And then you find yourself banging your head against a wall because the types of people that you want to date after putting in the work aren't going for you. Maybe they're going for something easier. If you're a woman, you know, maybe you're finding that the caliber of men you want to be dating are going for girls who aren't as intelligent, aren't as successful, aren't as well-rounded. And likewise, if you're a great guy, maybe you find that the women you want are going for players. They're going for men who have really flashy lifestyles but aren't actually secure as far as like being emotionally available goes. And it can be incredibly disappointing. I'll tell you, I know men in my real life who are successful, attractive, and they say that they are looking for a wholesome, good girl. They want someone successful. They like an independent, you know, woman and someone who has an impressive career, and they want someone who has the same religion, and they want someone who, you know, is in shape and attractive. And then you see what they go for, and it's like they're going for the Insta thought or the Insta model or the OnlyFans girl. And, you know, sometimes you're left wondering why. But the question you need to ask yourself as a woman is, why do you find that man to be the type of guy that you want to couple up with? What is it about someone who is in that headspace that is so alluring to you? And back to what this gentleman in the clip was saying, it's because there's a perceived challenge. You're like, why isn't he interested in me? And so you're confused. And because you're confused, you feel like it's because you're not enough. And so what that leads to is you want that type of guy more, the emotionally unavailable guy. And the same with men. Like, you might say, you know, and I know lots of men who, they want a good girl. They want a hot girl who, you know, appreciates them and they feel successful enough to attract her. And then they find that she's going for the emotionally unavailable guy. It's like, well, why is that? Is it because you're too secure? Is it because you are too nice? You're too respectful, right? And that's annoying because, like, those things should be rewarded in society and in dating culture, but then somehow they're not. And so this can feel like a never-ending uphill battle. And it's saddening. And part of it, I think, is on our culture. But here's the thing. I would start with asking yourself why you are attracted to the type of person you're attracted to. Like, what unresolved issues, perhaps unresolved issues within yourself, are leading you to find that type of behavior attractive? Whether you're a guy or a girl, by the way. If you're a girl and you're finding the emotionally unavailable playboy attractive, why is that? If you're a guy, why are you finding the, you know, woman who is going for, you know, emotionally unavailable guys attractive? Like, when you're a nice dude, why are you interested in that person? Is it to scratch an inner itch? Is it because you maybe didn't receive a lot of love as a kid or, you know, attention? And so you're constantly associating lack of attention and lack of respect with love, right? Is that perhaps the issue? If so, start with that. It's a healing journey. What I could tell you is this, in my years of matchmaking and in my years of dating coaching, men date with their dicks and women typically go for men who make them feel safe and secure, but also who they perceive as having options. I have this one girlfriend right now who's dating this guy. He's so nice to her. He treats her like a queen. And she's like, Nelly, I don't know what it is, but I'm just not feeling it. And she wants the guy who's a little bit more of a challenge, right? She wants the guy who, you know, isn't always there at her beck and call, who she doesn't feel like she can just bitch and boss around. And she recognizes that maybe that's an issue. But I think truly what it is people want to feel like they're earning someone in their life. And as a woman, you want to feel like you're really earning the partner that you have. You want to feel like you got the guy who has other options, but he chose you. And on TikTok, there are a lot of women who roll their eyes and they say, oh, this is such a pick me mentality. Like if you guys ever watched Grey's Anatomy, pick me, choose me. But you know, we as women do go for that, right? We want to feel like we're with a guy who wasn't easy to get. And the same with guys, you know, men want the woman who makes them feel like a man and who stimulates them emotionally. And usually all of the things on paper go out the window when they find a woman who they have chemistry with. So going back to my original point, how do you position yourself that way? Well, it is kind of annoying and I feel like redundant because we talk about it every single time on this podcast, but it bears repeating. Be the type of person who's not playing hard to get, but actually is hard to get. When you create a life where you have a lot going on that you're passionate about, you're naturally going to have options. Options are going to position themselves. When you work on yourself, when you focus on becoming the hottest, richest, happiest version of you. And I really want to emphasize happiest because you can have the material items and you can still feel unfulfilled. When you prioritize your own happiness and you take control of your own happiness, you are going to find that you have more options and better options. And then you're not going to be in a position where if someone does reject you for something or someone who doesn't bring as much to the table, you're not going to look at that as I'm not enough. You're going to look at that as they don't clearly have the same current goal in their life that I do. And that's a beautiful thing. One other thing too is like understanding what the type of person you wants in a partner and then becoming that. And this is where I've gotten a lot of criticism on social media because people get very sensitive when you suggest changing yourself, right? It's easy to say work on yourself. That's a more socially acceptable term. But like saying, hey, actually maybe change yourself a little bit. Like maybe work on becoming more desirable. That is not applauded in society because society wants us to think that we can just be ourselves. We can be everything that we currently are. And that's enough for the type of person we want. And it's not always actually enough. And again, it might be. Going back to my original point, you not changing yourself, but you changing the type of person you want. That is a solution too. Maybe your picker is off. Maybe you're going for the wrong types of people. But if you feel like your picker is not off and you do like the types of people you're going for, and you're like, look, this is what I'm wanting in a life. I'm not here to tell you to change that if that is authentically what you desire. But then obviously it's not aligned with where you're currently at because if it was, you would have that type of person already. You would. So maybe the solution is changing yourself a little bit. And I think change is something we need to embrace. It's scary. It's sucky. Like, especially when you feel like you've already done so much work on yourself, you're like, I've already changed my life. I moved to that city. I quit that job I hated. I started that business. I went back to school. I started those hobbies, right? It's like, oh my gosh, really? Now I have to change more? The change might be internal. The change might be energetic. But yeah, the change could also be external. The change could also be like, hey, if you want a, I'm going to go to the extremes here, guys, but if you want a man who is a woman who is ultra high net worth, are you the type of woman that a guy who is ultra high net worth and has a lot of options would want to be with? Do you look like the type of women that, you know, those men roll with? Do you have the feminine energy that is required to be with a guy who has a big career? Like, is that something that you can work on? If that's not authentic to you, that might not be the right guy for you. Okay. And likewise too, like if you're a guy and you want really hot girls and that's like your MO, you're like, I just need her to be really hot. I have clients like this, by the way. I have tons of male clients like this who, yes, they want the compatibility. They want, you know, the woman who recreates the same, but really they want the girl who every man I speak to wants someone they're attracted to. And for some people, that becomes a lot more pigeonholed than others. Like I have some clients that are like, look, I find a lot of women attractive. And I have other clients who are like, she needs to look like a Barbie doll. And I am not here to slap anyone on the wrist for having the wish list that they have. But if that's the type of woman you want, are you the type of man that's attracting that type of woman? I'll give you a story. I have a client who he is looking for a Barbie doll. He does really like the ultra glam, you know, Playboy look. That's his, he's into it. And everyone's got their type. So again, not here to knock it. And I tried to set him up with this one girl who definitely had that look. And he wanted her to pay for her own flight ticket to see him. And I bring that up because again, if that's the type of woman you want and you know what that archetype is looking for, which is usually, you know, a provider man, right? Then you have to show up as that type of dude. If you're looking for a girl who is more financially independent and is, and by the way, not, I'm using extremes. You can totally look like a Barbie doll and be financially independent, but follow the extremes here. I'm just trying to stereotype for the purpose of painting a picture. If you want a woman who is more financially independent, recognize that she might not look like a Barbie doll. She might be, you know, a little bit more natural and professional looking. It's all about knowing what your target market wants and then showing up as someone who they would find desirable. Here's another thing. Like for me, I almost always only date entrepreneurs because I'm an entrepreneur and I have that spirit. And so someone who is like on the 9-to-5 grind, I just probably am not going to gel with too well. As far as like long-term compatibility goes. And so obviously, if that's what I'm in pursuit of, or one of the things, then I can't be that type of way either. I have to also live my life the way I would want my partner to live. I have to be the energy I'm trying to attract in. And here's another example too. Like if you are, if you're a woman, you know, one of the easiest ways to become more desirable to men is to really look at yourself in the mirror, figuratively and literally, and ask yourself if you're bringing it enough. I know so many men who reject incredible women on paper because they're not attracted to them. And that's unfortunately just how a lot of men date. And it's also how a lot of women date. A lot of women will date based on the, again, going back to the video I played for you guys, perceived challenge. Like that girlfriend of mine, the dude that she's talking to is super successful. He's attractive. He's in phenomenal shape, but she doesn't perceive him as having any other options. And she perceives him as being a little bit of a pushover. And because of that, she's not that interested, right? I'm not saying, again, play hard to get. I'm saying become hard to get. Become the type of person who just moves and grooves with that energy of I've got options. And we're going to talk a little bit more about how to do that after the break. So stay with me and we'll discuss.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Thanks for staying with me through that break, guys. So we can start by talking about what men want, what women want, but I think it's a lot easier to talk about what we know men and women do not want, high value men and women in particular. Nobody likes desperation. When you are desperate, when you are in that chasing mode, people can pick up on it. And the subconscious mind associates it with you not having any better options than them. And so when we know that that's true, what can we do? We can not act desperate, right? Live our own lives, live independently of what we think other people think, have hobbies, have passions. And I'm going to speak to the ladies right now a little bit here. You know, you might like a guy, you might be talking to a guy, and then you might see the types of women that he's going out with. And maybe those women are leading with their sexuality. There are a lot of ladies on the internet that are. And it can feel really frustrating because if you're not that way and you are someone who has, you know, really tried to lead a high value lifestyle, and I don't think sexualizing yourself on the internet is emblematic of a high value lifestyle, then you can be upset that it easily frustrated and upset that the types of men that you are objectively more compatible to are going for that. But the solution is not to become that. The solution, I think, is to actually do the opposite. You know, one of the most rare things in today's society is elegance. I am almost blown away now when I go to a girl's Instagram and I don't see an ass pic, because everyone has one of those now. And it's just like, it's not exciting. It's not interesting. It's not even sexy. It's just kind of blah, at least in my opinion. And so when I see women who are more professional looking, or, you know, maybe they've got a fashion sense, but they're not trying to just lead with the easy stuff, the goods, I think it's a lot more intriguing. And I think high value men who are looking for a wife, and not all high value men are, by the way, some are just looking to have fun. And so they're going to date the girl who is sexualizing herself on the internet. But if they're really looking for a wife and they want someone who is going to be an extension of their reputation in public, then hold out for that guy. And when you see men not going for you and going for the easy sex leading girl, don't feel like you have to become that. You do not have to become that. Lead with elegance, lead with sophistication, be different, dare to be different. My grandfather always used to say that. It's weird and wild that like that's being different in today's society, but it is. And at the end of the day, if someone wants to wife that kind of girl, that's their prerogative. That actually is a reflection of them, because the partner you choose is an extension and a reflection of you. It shows how you view yourself, I think. And so if a man, I think, really respects himself and views himself as a king, he's going to want a woman who's a queen. And I don't think it is queen-like behavior to bear all of your self on the internet that way. I just don't think that that is, I don't think that that is a form of self-respect. That's my opinion. You can disagree. This is not a podcast where it's like, you know, all people in the dating marketplace have equal dating marketplace value. No, they don't. You know, it doesn't mean that one person is any less valuable as a human, but like people who are really high value in the dating marketplace are people who are moving and grooving with a different air of sophistication about them, and they are accomplished and they take care of themselves. And, you know, for the guys listening, I implore you to be hyper selective with the women that you associate with. You know, if you are going to get involved with a woman who is leading with her sexuality, you just understand the risks that come with that from a reputation standpoint and from the standpoint of, you know, actual risks. Like, you could end up, you know, you could end up knocking someone up and then you're with that person for life. So just keep that in mind when you're selecting a partner. And if that's not what you're looking for, you have to be responsible. You have to date with intent and date strategically and take the necessary protocols. I know men who have women sign NDAs because they're not the types of women they want to associate with long term. And so they're just kind of, you know, they want to protect themselves that way. And the same with women. Like, if you want a really high value guy, you have to be willing to say no to people who aren't high value. Be willing to say no to the instant gratification. Be willing to say no to the easy person. Because if you're in pursuit of something really meaningful with someone that you really respect and someone who's actually compatible to you, it might take a little longer. And get comfortable with things taking a little longer. I know a lot of people, especially if you're in your 30s or 40s or even older than your 40s, if you haven't found that person, it's easy to feel like, damn, should I just settle? Should I just settle and pick someone? I don't think you should settle for anything that doesn't feel like love. And I don't think you should settle for anything that doesn't feel like this is the best you're going to do. If you feel like this is the best person you're going to be able to attract, then there's nothing wrong with settling down with someone, right? I think more people, you know, right now are so afraid of settling that they almost kind of fall into this chronically single bucket. It's not about settling for less than what you want. It's about settling down with someone who you actually feel is the best type of partner for you. And that takes restraint. There's a quote that I love, and it's that there is freedom in restraint. Being able to hold back your desire for instant gratification or instant sex or instant attention because you're in pursuit of something more meaningful, that's not always easy. That's not always easy. So you have to make sure, though, that if that is what you're looking for, you're willing to play the long game and you're willing to continue working on yourself and holding out for the right person. And again, the solution isn't to become like everyone else just because that's what men are going for, women are going for. Ask yourself, are the men that are going for those types of women, are they marrying those types of women? Probably not. I don't know too many men. And I know a lot of high value men who are marrying those types of women. I know a lot of men who are hooking up with those types of women, but marrying them? No, I don't see that. So that's the reality. People are going to choose who to settle down with and who to marry. And it's not always going to be who they choose to hook up with and date. Okay. And if that is what they're currently going through and that's what they're choosing to hook up with and date, it could be because they haven't found something more meaningful yet. And so that's just like a short-term pursuit, or maybe that is what they're looking for. And you just have to accept that that's never going to be you. And therefore that person is not right for you. And likewise, if you're a guy, like if the types of women you're going for are only looking for transactional relationships and you like the look of that, you know, sure, you could get involved with one. You could give them, you know, a bit of a transactional relationship. But if you're looking for something a little bit more transformative relationship-wise, then you have to be willing to hold out for that type of woman and not put all of your eggs in that basket of the girl who's just looking for something short-term and transactional. But the point I'm really trying to drive home is that who people date versus who they choose to settle down with are not the same. And so if the types of people you're looking to settle down with are dating those types of people, it's simply a reflection of where they're at in life right now. And it's not necessarily emblematic of what they're looking for long-term. And if you want to become the type of person that type of person wants to settle down with long-term, do not throw in the towel on yourself and succumb to the status quo. Continue becoming the most elevated, awesome, elegant, or sophisticated version of you. And keep working on yourself. Keep learning. Keep growing. Keep expanding. Okay? You deserve a love that sees you for who you really are. And when I say change yourself, I mean more in a sense of like, if that's authentically what you want, you might need to work on yourself. And working on yourself is changing yourself. But look, like I'll talk about myself here for a second because I have often throughout my life felt like, oh, should I just become like the girl who settles down early in life? Should I just become the girl who you know, pick someone? Or should I just become the girl who's ditzy? And I actually tried it out once. I did. I'm naturally kind of nerdy. I'm like hyper intellectual to a fault. And so I have found myself occasionally in the past, not anytime recently, but in the past, trying to change myself to become more of what I thought the person I wanted. And what I realized through that was it was not authentic to me. I didn't like who I was because that wasn't genuine. And I realized that that wasn't the type of person for me. And I had to raise the standard for what I was looking for. And that's a beautiful thing. And so if this is resonating with you right now, maybe the realization is that the type of person you think you want is not the actual type of person you need. It's not the type of person that is really going to scratch that inner itch for you. And perhaps that's the change that needs to happen. Stay with me because after the break, we're going to talk about how to actually find that person. So if that sounds interesting and we're just getting started, then stay with me. So how do you attract someone who is genuinely a good match for you? My process is I put it on paper. What are the need to haves? What are the nice to haves? What are the things I really want in a partner? And don't hold back. This is not a time to cut corners. This is not a time to try to convince yourself that, you know, you what you really want is not attainable. Look, if you want it, put it down on paper. For example, is your dream partner a certain religion? Are they making a certain amount of money? Are they in a certain field? Do they look a certain way? You know, are they a certain height? I don't think there's anything wrong with actually getting clear on the wish list. Because once you have that wish list, you have a roadmap. And then you can ask yourself off that wish list, what are the four or five things that I really, really need in a partner? And that might be for some of you on paper things. Like, oh, so-and-so needs to make this amount of money because this is the kind of life I want. Or it might be like, no, I really need someone who I can banter with. And I'm laughing to the point of like falling off the couch because my stomach hurts so much. You know, that might be part of it too. But come up with that and then work backwards. What kind of individual would that individual want in a partner? And, you know, it's interesting because I've gone through, obviously, this exercise myself. I wouldn't be preaching it if I wasn't doing it. You will meet people along the way who do check off your boxes, but that might still mean that they're not in a place in their life that is right for you. They might be in a different place in their life than you are. And you have to be willing to let go of them quickly. There's a saying that I live by in business. It's hire slow, fire fast. And I suggest you live by it in your dating life too. When you see someone that you're newly dating not showing up the way you want them to show up or lacking some of the qualities that you really truly need, you got to be willing to quickly let them go for their own good and for your own good. Doesn't mean don't work with people. Not everyone is going to come perfect, right? And perfect doesn't even exist, right? Everyone has flaws. But if you're focusing on someone's flaws and you're focusing on all the things that they don't have, that's probably a good sign that they're not the person for you. Because the person for you, their flaws are going to be something that I think you fall in love with too. So put it on paper and then ask yourself, what kind of person would this person want? Right? Like, for example, if you want someone who's in fantastic shape and is really athletic and outdoorsy. Are you athletic? Are you outdoorsy? Do you take care of yourself physically? Are you hitting the gym? Do you have hobbies? Are you the type of person who cares about diet and nutrition? Maybe you should be if that's what you're looking for. And likewise, if you want someone really fashionable and someone who has a great style or swag, are you really fashionable? Do you care about your appearance that way? Or are you walking out the house every single day in the same yoga set? Like, you know, it sounds silly. It sounds superficial, but we attract what we are in life, not what we want. And if you want something different, you might have to become something different. But if that different is not genuine to you, then maybe the place to start is asking yourself, why do I want what I want in this? Why is this type of partner appealing to me? And again, it goes back to my original point when we started the episode. There might be things within yourself that are unresolved that you need to work through and heal through. Here's another example. Like, I have always been attracted to really successful men. I don't know why. Well, actually, I do know why. I know why, because I have a desire to be a really successful person. And so what I'm seeking in others, I'm actually seeking in myself. And the same goes with like other aspects. Like I have a desire to be with someone who is very family oriented. Maybe because there was a time in my life where I wasn't that family oriented and I really wanted that. And so the solution was I need to become more family oriented. I need to put in a little more effort here. All I'm trying to get you to do is ask yourself more questions about why you want what you want. And if the person that you want is not currently responding to you the way that you want, as in pursuing you, then it's probably because there is not a there's a disconnect between how you're currently showing up and how you need to be showing up to attract that type of person. And if how you need to be showing up to attract that type of person isn't authentically you, and it's not what you can are capable of or wanting to become, then most likely the person you're trying to be with is not the type of person you actually need to be with. And asking yourself what that represents is really important. Like here's another example. I used to be really into athletes, like professional athletes. And when I was in my early 20s, you could probably say I was a little bit of a cleat chaser. And it wasn't because I really liked sports. It was because I associated being an athlete with greatness. I associated being with an athlete as being in the limelight. And I liked the excitement that came with that because I felt like I had a really dull, boring life. And so the solution actually ended up being, oh, I don't need to be with an athlete. I just need to change my life. I just need to become the type of person who creates my own success, my own excitement, my own sparkle. And I don't need to be with an athlete to go to cool events. I can just become the type of person that gets invited to cool events. But that starts with me making changes in my own life and doing the kind of work that needs to be done so that I can get myself into those rooms on my own. I cannot be with someone who has bad style. I just can't. I don't need someone who looks like they just walked out of Prada every day, but I do not want to be someone's stylist. I do not want to be with someone who just can't put themselves together in a way that I find attractive. It's just, it's very difficult for me. So the solution is not to try to give someone a makeover, make them someone they're not. I know plenty of couples who, I have girlfriends who have tried to do that with men. And it's not genuinely a good connection because those guys are not actually that. And it's like both people are trying to cosplay to be something they're not. And so the solution, I think, is to try to become the type of person you want to attract. And if you want someone really fashionable, you got to be a fashionable person, right? Be the type of person you want to attract. Be patient. Be willing to let go of people who do not meet your needs and are not showing up for you the way that you want. And stop getting offended by people who you want going for something that you're not, because it might not be what they're even looking for. It might be just the phase of life that they're in. That doesn't mean that you need to become that way. It's probably, if that's not comfortable or authentic to you, a sign that that's not who you are. Like, for example, if a guy is going for a girl who's sexualizing herself on the internet and you're like, well, that's obviously what he wants, so I need to become that. If that's not who you are, don't. Recognize that that's where that dude is at. That's not where you're at. Just like if you're a guy and you're seeing that the types of women that you want, the Barbie dolls, are going for men who really want to pay their bills, and you're looking for more of like a, you know, power couple dynamic where you want a woman who has a career, then maybe you need to change the type of woman you go for, or at least be willing to hold out for that unicorn. It's not that you need to become someone's sugar daddy. I'm using extreme examples here. Obviously, life is nuanced. Obviously, there are shades of gray, but I want to paint a picture for you guys because I know a lot of people who fall in this camp and they feel frustrated. And here's the thing. If you're feeling frustrated, it's probably frustration with yourself. And it's also probably a sign that what you want is maybe not what you need. And maybe you need to resolve that. So I hope this was helpful. If you guys enjoyed the podcast, please give it a rating or review on Spotify or Apple or wherever you're listening to it. And if you're watching on YouTube, please subscribe. And if you have a topic in the future that you'd like me to cover, feel free to send me a voice note on Instagram. My handle is at ask.nelly. And I will talk to you guys in the next episode of High Value Dating. Have a beautiful day. Bye.
Pioneer.